Welcome back to DQP Does, Drafty Quarters Podcast Network movie review show, where, you know, we don't care that we're in our Romeo and Juliet allegory. We still go after Aaliyah. With me this evening is my co-host, Dave.
I'm a co-host now.
You are a co-host.
Also, yeah.
We also have special guest, Big Smooth.
Yeah.
Arf, arf.
Arf, arf.
Arf, arf, indeed. Woof,
woof. Arf, arf, indeed, yes. Yes, off, off, indeed.
Yes,
that is much off, off.
I love me some of the DMX,
yes. Yes, yes, we're going to start a new NFL franchise.
It's to be smashing.
Anyway, we're continuing DMX Appreciation Month with Romeo Must Die from 2000. It is rated R, an hour and 55 minutes.
I don't understand why it was rated R. There was only one boob in it.
There's a lot of fuck.
Yep. The word, not the act.
Yeah.
If the act would have been in it, I would have seen why the R was in there. I mean, you're allowed one F word. Didn't Deadpool prove that?
Yeah, you're allowed one. There were more than one, yeah. I believe.
Makes it R.
Yeah, I'm saying one F word for PG-13. This was R, so.
Yeah, so they
all
had
the
like
fucks.
All of them. Anyway.
Should have been more. Never mind.
So I feel like maybe we should have picked a different movie.
Why? Because DMX isn't really in this?
Yeah.
Is that why, Shane?
I mean, he owns a club, so that's pretty cool for him.
For like 2 minutes?
So is that why I really like this movie?
It's pretty good.
I think it's an okay movie. Let's do like, I mean, the synopsis is really easy, right? So it is kind of like Romeo and Juliet, sort of.
Yeah, ish.
Ish. There are two families in Oakland, and they're kind of beefing about the oceanfront property. But they're both also making deals with these guys that are trying to get a new NFL expansion team to go to Oakland. It's 2000. The Raiders have left and come back and left again. They're gonna come back in a little bit instead of there being a new team, but then they're gonna leave again. Oh, Oakland. But anyway, this is before they came back for the third time or whatever. So they're trying to get this new expansion team, and they need to buy up all the oceanfront property. And it's owned by these two families that are both crime families.
Yes.
One is, what is the Lees? Is that what their last name is?
Singh.
The Singh family and the O'Day family. So the O'Day family is headed by Isaac, played by Delroy Lindo. I fucking love Delroy.
That's a sweet name, too.
Dude, Delroy is the shit. I love him in everything that I've ever seen him in. And his, like, right-hand man is Mac, played by Isaiah Washington. He's a huge piece of shit.
Yeah.
And his daughter is Aaliyah. And then Sings are led by Chu Singh, played by Henry Oh.
I love me some Henry Oh.
Henry Oh, like, he's tons of Hong Kong cinema stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then he has two sons, Po Singh, played by John Kit Lee, and Han Singh, played by Jet Li. And then his right-hand man is Kai, played by Russell Wong. So they're both kind of like gathering up as much of their territory as they can and selling it to these guys trying to make this deal with the NFL. But they're also beefing with each other because, you know, constant territory beef between you and the other family that owns all the territory. Right. So the kids, the son specifically, Poe and, I didn't say what, Isaac's son, his name is Colin, played by DB Woodside. So Poe and Colin are trying to like make their own way, kind of like trying to like do deals under their dad's noses, right? Aaliyah's character, she's like, fuck that. I don't want to have anything to do with the family shit. I'm basically like, cut everybody off. I still see my brother sometimes, but I don't want anything to do with the business.
Yeah.
Han was actually a police officer in Hong Kong, and his family was set up in Hong Kong, and they got caught. And Han took the fall for it to get his dad and his brother out. And they fled and left him to rot, and he ended up in prison in China. So some shit goes down at DMX's club with Poe, because he's supposed to be meeting Colin. And he basically, like, they try to kick him out, but he won't leave. And he's like, he's Chinese, so he's a martial arts master, right?
Yeah.
Fucking like weird movie stereotypes, right? Which is funny because they talk about it later
in the movie.
In the movie,
yep.
He's like, "Yeah, I know kung fu. I'm so like everybody from Hong Kong know kung fu. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
but he does."
That was right after
the right one after guy, a dude called her fucking you, Aaliyah, looking ass.
I love that so much.
Oh my god. Anyway, so Poe ends up getting killed. And they send word to Han in prison, and Han breaks out of prison like immediately.
Yeah,
he's just like, yeah, right away. I'm gonna be there for my brother's funeral. I didn't have to break out before this, but when I find out my brother died, I guess I'll break out.
Like really, pretty easily.
Too. Yeah, pretty easily. So he breaks out and comes to America, and he's trying to figure out what happened. He like doesn't immediately go to his father. He's like trying to follow up on some leads that he has. He runs into Aaliyah. That's when both the comments that we talked about happen. And she's being watched by
Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson. Yeah. He's playing Maurice.
He was big in the 2000s.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of stuff. He was always like
tons of stuff.
Comedic relief in movies.
Yeah, the fat guy comedic relief. Yeah.
Yep.
He ended up in like Law and Order or something more serious. Yeah.
That sounds about right. I always loved that guy.
Yeah. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
So there's like your normal kung fu movie stuff happens. There's a lot of fights and stuff.
A lot of wires.
Yeah. There's actually like a lot of wire work in this.
Yeah.
A little bit more like in some like more impossible shit than normal.
Yeah
like weird floaty changing the direction of my body kicks. Yep. And stuff.
A lot of that,
and you're like, what the fuck.
It's very, this movie is 2000s as hell.
Fuck yes. But yeah, to like make a long story short, it kind of is like a whodunit too. Because like you don't really know what the fuck's going on, because it doesn't just like make it apparent.
Yeah.
But it turns out that Han's dad and Kai were basically like killing all of the other family heads that were in the U.S. to take their land away from them, not have to give them anything for it. And they also killed his brother because his brother was a piece of shit. And like wasn't fit to lead, but instead of like being a parent, it was easier to kill him. And what was O'Day's first name? Isaac's right hand man, Mac, was like stealing the land from the owners without Isaac's knowledge. He wanted to be honest about it because he's trying to get out of the business, right? He wants to actually like become a part owner of this new NFL team.
Yeah.
Instead of just like giving, like selling the land, he wants to like use it to barter for a piece of the team. And Max like, no, fuck that. I killed your son, and to like basically like I was working with the Chinese to like make this war thing look real to get people to leave, and I was also like threatening people with death to get them to sign their deeds over.
Death and crabs.
Yeah, death and crabs. and all this stuff. And so basically, like, the guys that were going to make this NFL deal are bad guys, and Mac is a bad guy, and the and Kai and Han's dad are also bad guys. It's like everybody is bad,
yeah,
except for Isaac, Aaliyah, and Han. That's it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And Han kills Kai, and Aaliyah kills Mac, and Han gets his dad to kill himself, and that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
And then they don't even kiss.
No. Han and his dad do not kiss.
Han and Aaliyah don't kiss.
Oh.
That also, too. when this movie was being made, she was like 20 and he was 36. He's 37 when it came out.
He's that old, yeah, during this movie? Holy shit.
Yeah, he was 37. I looked, he was like born in 63.
Damn.
He also like does not look very good now.
He's not, does he not?
No. Like him and Jackie both look bad. But like I thought this movie reminded me a lot of a Jackie movie.
Yes, I was gonna say that as
like,
well.
The choreography and stuff, especially like the stairwell fight scene and the like warehouse fight scene after he gets knocked out in the club.
Yeah.
Those were very Jackie Chan scenes.
Yes, a lot. Yeah, I also felt that same way.
Yeah,
when he's like fighting, there's some, a couple times he's fighting like with ladders and over bars and shit.
It's definitely very, very Jackie Chan style.
Oh wow, you're not kidding.
Oh yeah, did you find a picture of him?
Yeah, Jet Li looks,
he looks old as shit now.
He looks real old now.
Yeah, which I mean, he's younger than my dad. My
he dad could be playing the bad. The dad in this movie if they redid it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which would actually be kind of cool.
I'd be down.
Yeah. I'd watch it. I don't remember seeing that other dude in a lot of stuff. Russell Wong that played Kai.
No shit. Like,
that dude's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
What's he, what else is he in? What else is he in?
What else is he in? Jackie doesn't look that bad.
I mean, that's I mean, Chinese propaganda, bud.
Oh, it is, but.
Oh, he was in West. He was in three episodes of Westworld.
I didn't watch Westworld.
Let's see. He was in.
I think Russell did a little bit.
I watched the first season.
Yeah, he was really in good. An episode of Supergirl, an episode of Lethal Weapon, an episode of Vincent or of Lucifer. It looks like he did a lot of TV stuff. And then, like, B-movies.
And Romeo Must Die.
Yeah.
So
what women won't.
So, okay. So, this movie's called Romeo Must Die.
Yes.
In a way, is it, like, a current retelling of Romeo and Juliet? In a way, like, loosely?
Very loose.
Yeah, it's very, very loose. Because, like, they were both crime families, right? Or they were both crime families in the like, DiCaprio one.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they were. Okay, so the DiCaprio one's a very stretched version as well. But I mean, in with the actual. All the
actual dialogue.
Yeah, I know. Which. Okay, but to so this day, wild. I will still sit and watch that fucking movie and love every whit of it. Where they're like, let me grab my longsword. And the fucking guns are 9mm swords. Yeah. Like, I absolutely love it. I watched a video of it because best performance in that whole fucking movie. Was what's his fucking nuts?
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo, yeah,
because it's John Leguizamo.
Because he's the Prince of Cats. Yeah, the play's fantastic. I mean, we had to. I still remember having to recite lines from the balcony scene in English class. But
yeah.
Nonetheless, like I don't think they were crime families though. I think they were just rich families. Yeah. But the way they were portrayed in, where was it? That was taking place in like Buenos Aires, I think. That's where it was.
I don't know.
And like, so like I get the loosely based version of it.
Yeah.
And the movie's called Romeo Must Die.
Mm.
They don't reference anything close to that in the movie.
Mac does in the very end.
He does?
He calls Han Romeo.
Okay. Yes.
And then he's like, I'm going to kill you, Romeo, or some shit like that.
Okay.
Well, he said, Romeo must die.
He doesn't say the title.
Oh, he should have.
He says something like the title, though.
I like when they do the title because you're like,
He said the thing.
That's my favorite part.
But, too. Like, I just think it was funny that DMX was in this for about 2 minutes total.
If that.
2 minutes. Yeah. We fucked up. This was not a DMX movie.
It's a Jet Li movie.
It's a Jet Li movie and a Lydia movie, but
it's pretty good though.
Favorite part of that scene though is the fight scene where he's like, I can't hit a girl. And he uses Aaliyah to fight the other girl.
Yes.
That was the best scene. And then
they kill her. Yeah.
All of the scenes where someone dies and it shows like that X-ray look.
Dude.
Like the end of that where
Mortal Kombat, baby.
Crushes that dude's spine by kicking him in the head.
Kicking him in the top of the head. And just like fucking shockwave runs down his spine, blowing it all up. Like that's... This is literally a fucking fatality for Mortal Kombat.
Right. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm sitting there watching. I was like, oh my God, he broke his fucking spine. And Cassie's like sitting there, but she's not watching the fucking movie. She's just like, It's like, you missed a great scene right there.
Wasn't like, are you fucking playing Mortal Kombat? They still do the x-ray scenes. The x-ray moves. Yeah. I think they're in one again. But yeah, it totally looked like the fucking x-ray moves from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Because the first one is when Han breaks out. He like breaks that fucking guard's arm.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you doing that the whole movie? Are we doing this the whole movie? And there was like three more.
They were still good.
Yeah, but it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So, I mean, like in the scene where he's like fighting the dudes down the stairs.
Yeah.
And he zip ties that dude's arm up.
Yeah.
That was fucking great.
And then he like takes the dude's belt and he's wearing like a fucking rainbow, like sparkly G string.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah. Like, it's like just all of it was just so entertaining. This was way better than Belly.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it's because it was less DMX. I'm not going to say that. That's not wrong. That's not why.
No.
Like, I think DMX, I think they should have done this movie differently and made DMX like the brother. And, you know, and then, you know, even if you're that character and you get killed off.
He still had more screen time.
He still had more screen time. And they could have incorporated him more in the beginning and killed him off later in the movie. You know what I mean? And I think that would have gave DMX a bigger role in this.
Yeah.
Or made him like the jealous lover of Aaliyah.
Yeah.
That gets like, because that's what I kind of wanted.
Well, I thought that was going to be a thing when he's like, what the fuck does she think she's doing? Because she was dancing with Han.
Exactly.
And then he brings her up and he doesn't talk. He does. He's just like, what are you doing here?
So hey, she put the hat on him backward and that automatically made him hip hop.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's singing her song to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was great. I loved it. Fantastic. I was like, this is fucking
There's
great.
A bunch of weird fourth wall stuff in the movie.
Yeah, like the like we talked about earlier, him going, you get your Aaliyah looking ass here. I'm like, that's Aaliyah.
Yeah, yeah. I loved it.
When Anthony Anderson was dancing in the video store or the music store trying to get that girl to like pay attention to him, he does that spin.
Yeah.
And fucking knocks all the shit down.
Yes.
Like he was the comedic humor in it and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they kept doing it like with other characters too, because there's that whole football scene.
That football scene was great.
Yeah. I love the football scene.
Like I thought he was just gonna run it up the fucking middle, like with some fast like
jump
action.
Over people.
Yeah, just jump over the whole fucking O-line. Yeah.
Otherwise, he's like, so why are you hitting me? Because you have the ball. Oh, okay. And he's just handing people the ball to beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. This movie is
fun.
It's endlessly entertaining. Yeah. That's for sure.
It's not the best movie ever, but I definitely was entertained and not lost like I was with Belly.
Yeah.
It keeps your attention better.
This is way more up my alley than Belly. I do like that type of stuff normally, but a kung fu action movie is way up my alley.
Well, I mean, again, Belly just like wasn't well done.
Right,
that kind of movie with those actors 100% could have worked. They just like they went off the fucking rails in the middle to the end, like it just went crazy. Like they were smoking too much weed on that set.
Yeah.
Marijuana blunts,
whatever. You can be as white as you want to be.
Oh, I will, Shane. Yeah, this is good. I am like I like Jet Li, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But I'm way more of a Jackie Chan guy than a Jet Li guy.
Sure.
So, like, I haven't seen that many Jet Li movies, to be honest.
Oh, really?
I've seen a few. I've seen, like, the classics.
Like Unleashed?
Unleashed. I've seen Unleashed. The one, which is terrible, but hilarious.
Yeah, that's the Highlander one, right? It's not Highlander, but it's like Highlander. Like, yeah. It's like dudes from different dimensions that are him.
Yeah.
And like the more that he kills, the more powerful he becomes.
Yes, yeah. It's bad.
It's fucking so stupid.
It's stupid, but it's pretty
funny. It's fun because it's just like, what?
There's a part where a mouse blows up because this mouse has,
oh yeah,
has dynamite in his butt, and it blows up to ooh ah.
Oh my God. All right. Do we want to go down to the trivia corner?
I'd go down to the corner.
Okay.
You guys want to punch and kick down to the corner?
Let's go.
All right. Because this is Dave's Trivia Corner.
Dave's Trivia Corner.
Where the point of this corner is for you to say...
Why are we pointing at me?
Uni. You're supposed to say uni.
Uni.
Ooh, neat.
Yeah, uni.
Uni. Perfect. Nailed it.
Fantastic.
You're the best. Neat. All right. We got some hot trivia.
Hot.
Hot, hot, hot. Oh,
oh. Okay, let's do it.
DMX. Jet Li came up with the idea to have Aaliyah fight the lady on the motorcycle during the chase scene.
Uni.
Thank you, Nathan. This is the film acting debut of singer Aaliyah.
She did a great job.
I read that.
This is before Queen of the Damned.
Yep.
She's great. 4 years before being cast in this film, Aaliyah was considered for the role of Juliet in Romeo plus Juliet from 1996.
Really?
Opposite Leonardo DiCaprio.
That would have made sense because she would have been like, you know, like 14 or 15, which is what Claire Danes, I think, was
in that,
in that movie.
DiCaprio.
Not as old as R. Kelly when
Jesus fuck.
She turned down the role feeling it wasn't the right time for her to break into acting.
Mm, okay.
Dude. Oh, man. I wonder how that would have been now. I'm going to look up how old Leo is. You keep going.
Okay. Joe Silver gave Jet Li the leading role in this film for his praised performance in Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah.
Jet Li said that he agreed to play a bad guy in Lethal Weapon 4 so he can play the hero in his next American film, which the director promised to have him do a lot more action scenes.
Nice.
So Leo is 10 years older than me. I just found this out. So he's 49. All right. He was born in 74.
Okay. So he's 5 years older than Aaliyah.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, because Aaliyah was born in 79. So that's not a terrible difference.
Yeah. That's not.
Unlike
that's
12 not years.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
27 and 15. Just saying.
Or 15 years like this movie.
So I think she would have been very similar to Claire Danes' age.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Trish dumped Maurice at the record store and hides in the cab, he comes out and yells, "Trish, I'm going to find your Aaliyah looking ass."
Yeah.
Trish was portrayed by Aaliyah.
What?
What, right? Isn't that wild?
That's wild.
Isn't that wild?
Hmm. Ooh, neat.
Jet Li, DMX, and Anthony Anderson also star together in the action flick Cradle to the Grave. Aaliyah was also set to star alongside them until her untimely death. Her role was later given to Gabrielle Union. So she was supposed to be in that one.
That's not a uni.
That is not
a uni. No, that's...
That's a sad.
That's a sad.
Yeah.
In one scene, Hans breaks into apartment number 2600... Or 206...
Numbers are different.
2600.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, Dave. By picking the lock. The number 2600 comes from the computer hacking subculture and is a symbol for the type of technical insight involved in circumventing security measures. Whoa, such as picking the lock.
Oh. Interesting.
Isn't that neat? Isn't that interesting?
That's neat, but why?
I don't know.
This movie didn't have anything to do with computer hacking.
I don't know.
That's so weird.
The golf scene is filmed on the same golf course, Furry Creek Golf and Country Club, where Bob Barker beat up Adam Sandler in the film Happy Gilmore.
Uni.
That's neat. That's real neat. The price is wrong, bitch.
Let's do a couple more, then we'll get some spoilies.
All right, let's go.
Despite the fact that the movie claims to take place in California, most of the film was filmed in Vancouver, British Columbia.
That sounds right.
Only a few shots were filmed in California.
Okay. Uni.
Ooh, California. Cheap.
Cheap. While in the record store, we see many posters of different artists, such as R. Kelly. After Trish leaves the store, Maurice stays in and realizes that Trish has left. It shows him running towards the door, and there is a poster of Aaliyah by the window.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, neat.
All right. We'll do one more and then some spoilies.
Okay.
The X-ray bone-breaking sequence in the film are similar to a famous scene in Sonny Chiba's The Street Fighter. 1974.
Okay.
However, the ones in Romeo Must Die are far more advanced, presumably through the use of CGI.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I need to watch that. I love some Sonny Chiba, but I'm not seeing Sonny
Chiba. I think I've only seen like one or maybe two of his movies. I just remember him from Kill Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that who he is before that, but I really don't think I've seen a lot of his
movies. I don't know if I have either. He's in a lot. There's like two or three Street Fighter movies.
Yeah.
He's in all of them. All right. One spoiler.
Okay.
This is the last one.
Okay.
An alternative version of the ending was filmed in which Hans and Trish kiss. It was reported that this ending was not liked by the test screening audience, who were uncomfortable with an interracial romance.
Oh, fuck you.
But according to Jet Li, it was deemed inappropriate for Han to be too romantic after seeing Cho's suicide, so the ending without the kiss was used instead.
Okay, that's makes a better way explanation.
More sense than the first part.
But yeah. Also, you know, good for Jet Li getting to kiss Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did in one scene.
Okay, so they did film it. I was wondering if it was like one of them didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Thing, or if it was like just wasn't scripted that way, or.
Well, I mean, how old is Jet Li now?
He was 37 at the time of filming.
And she was 22. He was
16 years older than her.
Okay.
At the time of filming, he would have been 36. She would have been 20.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she was born in 70.
Maybe he didn't feel. Do you think maybe like he also didn't feel even as an actor? There
could have been. Like, it could have been either like she didn't want to kiss him because she was like, you're old or whatever. Or he was like, you're young.
Yeah.
Or they could have done it and test screening didn't like it. Or it was weird. They were like, yeah, let's make out right after my dad shot himself.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, his dad was a prick, but it's still insensitive.
Still pretty insensitive. That's all I had for Dave's Trivia Corner.
Dave's Trivia Corner!
Uni.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
I got it.
All right, let's rate this.
I'd rate this motherfucker.
I want to give it a 7.75. I think it's really fun, and most of the acting was fine, and most of the cinematography was okay. The only thing that was like that kind of took me out of it was some of the wire work, because it was like a little too over the top.
That was kind of the sign of the times. Also. Yeah.
Well, like there's parts that are okay because they're fantastical, but it's like not. It's there's like this weird fine line, right? Like, these guys are martial arts masters. They can do things that boggle your mind. But then, like, okay, specifically, the scene where Han kills Kai. Okay? They, like, jump, like, 25 feet in the fucking air from the ground. Not off of anything. Just, like, and not, like, they don't spring up from, like, the... You know, butts on the ground, knees completely bent. They just like jump up and kick each other like 25 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And like
Han kicks him in the top of the head and explodes his spine. It's stupid.
Fair.
Like, this isn't a fucking, you know, 70s monk kung fu movie.
That's true. His beard is not wispy enough.
Where that kind of shit happens. And you're like, okay, this is a fantasy movie with martial arts in it.
Yeah.
This is like a crime movie with martial arts in it. And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm flying. And you're like, what the fuck? So like that stuff kind of hurts it. And there is a little bit of cheesiness, but that's definitely the like 90s into early 2000s action movie thing. And it was played almost perfectly as far as that goes. Like the best versions of these are obviously the veteran versions, like the Lethal Weapon movies and like all the Arnie stuff, where like the cheesiness and the action like blend well, blend like perfectly, as opposed to like this was, there were like some weird lines that didn't work to me. So that's why I'm giving it a 7.75. Okay. Nice. Dave, what you got?
I think I'm going to give it an 8.5. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a good action movie.
Sure.
There's some like, you know, very loosely Romeo and Juliet stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sad that Aaliyah.
Oh yeah.
Is no longer with us. She was only, we said, what, 22 when she passed?
Yep. It was the year after this movie came out. It was in 2001.
Yeah. So that's super sad.
It is.
But this movie's fun.
It is.
Like I said, I'm more of a Jackie Chan guy when it comes to martial art actors.
Mm.
But I do love Jet Li, and I like him in this movie.
Okay.
8.5.
All right. Smooth?
Man, I don't really have a rating for this like I typically do. Because I didn't really think about it. I want to say, like, I've been watching some movies with the group. I've done some shows since the Lord of the Rings stuff, you know, and the Lord of the Rings stuff is probably the last good thing I remember watching until now. Like, and I'm not going to say this is Lord of the Rings worthy. Like, no. I'm just saying, like, everything else has been kind of shite.
Yeah.
This was pretty decent. I enjoyed this a lot. You know, it's a ride, you know, and I think that's what you expect in a movie. You want to be entertained, you know, and it's entertaining. And I'll tell you what. So I'll give it a number for this. I'm going to give Aaliyah a 10 in this because it was her debut into acting. Nailed it, you know, yeah. And unfortunately, you know. The next movie she did was Queen of the Damned, which was released posthumously. So, mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's unfortunate. And I think, you know, had she gotten to do Cradle to the Grave and, you know, done more movies, you know, if her life hadn't been cut so short, I think we would have seen her in way more.
Yeah.
So, as far as this movie goes, fuck it. I feel solid at a 7.
Yeah.
I feel like a 7 solid. I think that's a movie that you don't have a lot of expectation going into it. And I'm not a big kung fu movie guy. I want to point that out. Hmm. But like Jet Li in this was good. The story was interesting. Like it kept me entertained and it brought me back to the early 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a young man.
Sure.
I was like 16, but whatever.
That's a young man.
Yeah. So like, yeah.
I remember watching this on VHS, like the year after it came out in theaters, because, you know, we didn't go to the movies for this kind of stuff a lot, is because it was the stuff that my dad wanted to watch.
Right.
So my mom wasn't, I'm not going. So we would like rent it, and then like me and my dad would watch it on like a Sunday afternoon when my mom was at work.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, you want to watch this movie with me? I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a boob in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tell your mom.
A boob. One boob.
Yeah.
And it was like a side boob.
Yeah. I mean, you saw a nipple, though.
That makes it a boob.
For like a quarter of a second.
Makes it a boob.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's how it goes from cleavage to boob.
Yeah.
Yep.
Side boob, under boob. Like all of it just becomes boob if you see the nipple.
Right.
Boob. Yep.
Anyway,
So we got a 7.75, an 8.5, and a 7.
Yes.
For Romeo Must Die. Thanks for listening, everybody. Come catch us next week. We're going to talk about Exit Wounds.
With fucking Steven Seagal.
Oh, my God. And like 70% of this cast returning.
Yeah.
It's like Isaiah and Anthony. And
that's Cradle of the Grave. Is he?
Isaiah Washington and Anthony Anderson are in Exit Wounds, too.
As well? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Michael Jai White is in it. Bill Duke. Tom Arnold, Bruce McGill. Yeah.
I remember
Eva Mendez.
Oh shit. Really?
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
She's like 17th in the fucking credit order. So it might've been just like a random.
I remember loving role. This movie. Cause I watched it with my dad a lot. So yeah. We'll see how that has
we'll
changed.
See how it goes. All right. Thanks everybody for listening. You can find us on all your social media by searching Drafty Quarters Productions. You can email us draftyq@gmail.com. You can also find us on Patreon by searching Drafty Quarters Productions or Drafty Q. Please subscribe for $1.
$1.
We're doing the DQP Does the MCU on there right now. That's all getting re-released. And then once that runs out, me and Russell are going to start visiting the stuff that we hadn't done yet. So a lot of the TV stuff, a couple of the movies, but yeah, so go check that on Patreon. Yeah. We have a wish list in the show notes and that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye.
Goodbye.
I was afraid prison would make you soft.
People don't get soft in prison.